Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
On this day, we come together again to reflect, to remember, but above all, to recommit to the future our fallen heroes fought for.
On Memorial Day, President Joe Biden delivered remarks at Arlington National Cemetery and laid a wreath honoring fallen service members. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also spoke. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are working to convince their caucuses to pass legislation to codify their agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Republicans got some, but not all, the spending cuts they wanted, some of which will extend for a decade. North Carolina Representative Patrick McHenry called it the most conservative spending package of his time in Congress.
The difference between our perspective and their perspective is enormous. So for us to draw them down and actually have spending restraint year over year and within a Congress is truly transformational.
The Supreme Court will soon announce decisions on student debt relief, affirmative action, and the Voting Rights Act in a case focusing on an Alabama dispute over when states must draw minority-majority voting districts. California Democratic Representative Katie Porter said Americans' confidence in the Supreme Court is at a record low and is among a growing number calling on the Supreme Court justices to be held to a code of conduct after conservative justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch have come under scrutiny over financial disclosure.
The problem is not that the Supreme Court is just conservative. The problem is that it's corrupt.
According to a new survey by the University of California, Berkeley, former President Donald Trump has retaken the lead from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis among likely California Republican primary voters. The survey found 44% would support Trump, while 26% would support DeSantis. Over the weekend, the Texas Republican-led House of Representatives impeached Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton over allegations of bribery and abuse of public trust. Texas Representative David Spiller was among one of the Republican members of the committee who brought forth the articles of impeachment.
No one person should be above the law, least not the top law enforcement official of the state of Texas.
Under Texas law, Paxton has been temporarily removed from office pending a Senate trial. Paxton responded to the impeachment saying corrupt politicians in the Texas House are demonstrating that blind loyalty to Speaker Dade Phelan is more important than upholding their oath of office.
They have denied me the opportunity to present the evidence which contradicts their politically motivated narrative, and they are showcasing their absolute contempt for the electoral process.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.